Right. One word makes sense of all those letters and dashes. Can any of the children or young people tell me what that one word is? Any ideas what that one word is? If not, I'll give you a clue. Have you worked it out yet? Well, it's a four-letter word, and it's a very common word. Any thoughts? One word makes sense of all those letters and dashes. Well, it's something that should be there between... Go on. Love, yes, correct. Yes, that's right. So you see, love makes sense of all those words. And just in case there's any of you who don't know what those words are, we could perhaps go through them. Well, what do we do with a glove? Yeah? That's it. We wear gloves on our hands. What's a clother? Catherine. A plant, yes. A clover's a plant, a flower. Beloved. Anyone tell me what beloved means? Well, I hope you children are beloved by your parents. In other words, you're loved by someone. You're cherished by someone. So that's beloved. Loveliness. What's loveliness? Another word for loveliness. Any thoughts? How about the adults joining in? Beauty, yes, beauty. Thanks, Marion. Slovenly, and I'm sure this is something that none of the guides are. Slovenly, do you know what slovenly means? Any of the grown-ups tell us what slovenly means? Idle, good for nothing, yes, yeah. Yeah, or someone who's careless, untidy. But yes, and as I say, I'm sure none of you in the guides are like that. Lovely. What's someone who's lovely? Yes, Catherine. Sorry, you'll have to speak. Nice, yes, yes, nice, lovely, yeah. A clove, what's a clove? You probably have a clove in some of your food. A clove. One of the grown-ups. A spice, yes, it's a spice. A plover. Anyone know what a plover is? Any of the youngsters? We're going to have to ask the grown-ups again, are we? Kathy. It's a bird, yes. A plover. Yeah. I think often seen near rivers or... That sort of a thing, an estuary, a plover, yeah. Cloven, what's cloven? Are we going to have to ask the grown-ups again? what clothing is. And you split. Yes, that's right. Cloven split. See, you see, coming to church, you don't only learn about God, but it's educational, you know. Find out about words. Anyway, one word, love, has made sense of all those letters and those dashes. But there's a message in those words if you read downwards. Anyone tell me what that message is? One of the youngsters. Catherine. God is love, correct? Yes. Thank you, Tom. Yes. So you see the message, God is love. Well, love covers all sorts of things, doesn't it? But as Christians, we can say we see love most clearly in God's love for us, and especially God's love for us in Jesus Christ. And that's a love for everyone, every day, whoever we are, whatever we're doing, and whatever our circumstances. And so God's love makes sense of life and makes sense of everything. And in our reading from the first letter of John, it said, John said, God is love. And that's this morning's message. God is love. So, thank you for your help with that talk.